Okay. So Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Itmar. It's like 10, 15 lines on the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Chatzi Yachad Be'Of. So the Mishnah says, well, we'll worry about the Mishnah in a second. Let's leave it alone. We'll come back to the Mishnah. Because it sounds so. So it says, Itmar. Rav Amar Mechzal Mechza Kerov, Rav Kahana Amar Mechzal Mechza Ina Kerov. Okay? So 50-50. Does 50-50 count as Rov or not? So Rav says it does, and Rav Kahana says it doesn't. So Rashi says, Mechzal Mechza, what's it talking about? Kesalga Daitach. The Gemara at this point thinks, Lein Shchita Kamar. It's talking about Shchita. Kelomar. Simin Shechetzio Shachet, Vechetzio Ino Shachet. If you have a simin, a pipe, which is 50% cut, 50% not cut. Have a ki'ilu rubo shachot v'kosher. So Rav says, it says if majority was cut and it's kosher. Okay? And then Rav Kahana says, no, it's not. It's no good. Right? Okay. So Rav says, there's more explains. It says, Rav, what do you think, by the way? You think it works or it doesn't? You think? No. Because?
You need Rav.
Okay, Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov. Why does it work? Okay, get this. This is really interesting. Halchi Amar Le'Rachman Moshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. Lo Seshayer Ruba. Don't leave uncut. Don't leave a majority uncut. So if you cut 50%, you don't have a majority uncut. Right? You don't have a majority. Shalim. And Rav Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Eino Kerov. Rav Kahana says it's not good. Halchi Amar Le'Rachman Moshe. Shechot Ruba. Hashem said it. Shecht Rov. So it depends which way Hashem said it. If Hashem said Shecht Rov, then you have to cut 51%. If Hashem said don't leave over Rov, so then at 50 you don't have fill of Rov left over. Right? So it's all like this. Which way does Hashem say it? Right. I mean, that's the thing. It sounds like a contrived way to say it. That's what Hashem said. Don't leave the majority uncut. It's like, it's a strange way to say it. I mean, Shechita's Rov. Right? I mean, it sounds forced. I mean, look, if that's what Hashem said, that's what Hashem said. But it sounds like a funny way to look at the halacha. Hashem said, do Shechita. It's like a double negative. And we don't, is it a double negative? I don't know, whatever. Don't do a Shechita where you're cutting it where you don't leave Rov of it uncut. Right? Yeah, it is like that, right? Don't leave over Rov of it not cut. Right? It's a funny way to formulate it. So that's our question. What's Machlokas? Alright, what's Machlokas? So let's read a tiny bit more in the Gemara, but basically that's what we're trying to find. So the Gemara says like this, just because our Mishnah seems to be Tanan, Chatzi Yachad Be'ov, Chatzi Yachad Be'im, Shechitas B'Sula. So the Mishnah openly says, if you do 50%, that's no good. So isn't that a proof? How could Rav be possibly saying it's good? It's open. So it says, Iyam or Mechzal Mechzal Kerov, Am I Pasol, Havad Le'Rov? It says Midrabanan, Dilma Loasi Lamevirupalga. It says really, Midrabanan. Even Rav who says that 50% is good, he holds Midrabanan. They said that's not a good, because if you do exactly 50, you can end up doing less, the 49.0, whatever.
When?
I don't know. That time, next time, I don't know. Just like they.
Such a rare case.
Yeah, I guess they're just saying. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. It's true. It's true, but he's saying it's a Rana, it's a Shash, but really intrinsically it's fine. Right, Midrabanan. Avam Midrasa Kosher, it's good Midrasa. Nafka Mina, the low Mitama Vinavela. If it's just a Midrabanan, so the Rabbanan are saying don't eat it. It's strafe, but they can't create Tuma Midrabanan. I guess this is a Tuma. Nevela is Tame. It's a Tumas Nevela. Right? So if it's just a Midrabanan, then it's not going to be Mitame. If it's a deraisa, then it's going to be tame. It's a nevela. So that's enough that's arguing about. Because the question is, what's Rav? I guess he's bothered by what Rashi's bothered by. What's Rav and Rav Kahana arguing about? If he, either way, the Mishnah openly says it's not good. It's possible. It's not kosher. So what's Rav saying? It's true, but deraisa, it's okay. Yeah, well, who cares? Well, why is Rav arguing deraisa is okay? What's the practically speaking, bottom line, it's possible. So he's saying, no, the nafkamina is, if it's just a chashash darabanan, then it's a chumran, on the iser of achilas nevela, but it's not going to be tame, because tama is tama. There's no tame isn't like a machmir or mikra, whatever. It just is what it is. There's no siag against that. What he's saying is that if you're going to say that the Raisa is no good, then it's Nevela, then it's Nevela, and it's going to be Tame Nevela. Okay, fine. So I just wanted to do that just so you'll know. Don't mistake and think that there's actually a Shita holds, the Shita only has to be Rav. Practically, that's not true. I mean, only 50%. Practically, definitely need more. Right? But it's a question in the Minat Torah. Right? And for our purposes, in terms of the concept, I think we could ignore the Darabanan, because that's like a totally extraneous thing, right? So for, you know, in the back of our minds, we'll know that this is only the Raisa, but the Darabanan, it's not going to work. But bottom line is, conceptually, so if Machlokas is that good. Okay? It's interesting the Gemara is not saying, it's not going that way, at least not now. It's not saying that what's Rove? Does Rove mean 50 or does Rove mean 51? It's almost like it's assuming that Rove means 51. So if you say the Torah said cut Rove, so that means that's cut 51. If you say it means don't leave over Rove, it means don't leave over 51. So therefore 50, I'm not leaving over 51, I'm leaving over 50. Right, so it's like assuming now that Rove means majority. Majority means more than half. Right, it's just a matter of, it's not saying, does majority mean more than half or it means half? That's but not the way they want to go.
But in math, it's like you balance.
That's reasonable, at least at this point. The majority is majority. 50% isn't a majority. It's half. It's halfway, guys, halfway no. It's like neither. Right, it seems reasonable. I mean, that's the way the Gemara is going. So let's read the Rashi. I don't think we read that together. So Rachmana L'Moshe, it says, "Kishem Mosar L'Moshe Hilchos Shchita Al Peh." When Hashem gave to Moshe the halachos of Shchita Al Peh, Los Shayeruba, right? Los Shayeruba, don't leave over Rov. V'had Amar, it's a little bit of a problem because the Gemara says, Rebbe says, it's on the next Amar. I think on the next, the previous Amar, I think it was, "Shenitztave Moshe Lishchad Rov," right? It's like, that was the way Rebbe said it. He says, Hashem said, Shecht Rov. So now you're telling me he didn't say Shecht Rov. He said, don't leave over, right? Don't leave over Rov. So that Lashon of Rebbe is, and Rebbe is a Tana. And how could Rav's arguing on that? Right? So he says, Hainu Mechza Mechza. When it says that Hashem said to Shecht Rov, it meant 50-50. The key on the lowest tayeruba, because since you're not leaving over Rov, Rov Shachar Karelai, so you call it, you could loosely call it Rov Shachar. But even though it's not technically Rov Shachar, what it's saying is since you're not leaving over Rov, which is his Svara, so therefore you could consider it like it's Rov Shachar. Even though technically speaking, it's not quite actually that. But it's like he's kind of, you know, a little bit of hand waving going on. I think when Rashi says Kasal Gadaitach, Leyin Shchita, when Rashi says Kasal Gadaitach, he means that the Gemara is assuming at this point this way, but it's going to change later. That's pretty much, as far as I've seen, that's what always happens. Rashi says like that, means at this point, the Gemara thinks this is what's going on. Okay, so what it says, because the Gemara just says, Rav Amchat Itma, Rav Amr Mechsa Mechsa Karov. So what does that mean? What Mechsa Mechsa? So Kasal Gadaitach, the Gemara thinks at this point that it's talking about Linyan Shchita Kamar. It's talking about Shchita. How does he know that's the Gemara thinks? Because the Gemara is about to explain, just goes on to explain. This is what Hashem said, Shecht Rov, don't leave over Rov. Because like a Daitach, he's telling you, by the way, you'll know, you'll see later on, it's not so simple that it's talking about Shchita, or talking only about Shchita. Later on, you'll see it's going to start bringing riots from other cases that have absolutely nothing to do with Shchita. And it would seem to be, it gets more general than this. But at least for now, at this stage of the game, the Gemara is interpreting it as a machlokas, which is strictly limited to the Shchita. So I think as far as we're concerned, for today at least, we're going to go with that. But Rashi is giving you like a preview of what's to come. And so when you see Kasal Gadaitach, that's what Rashi is always doing. He's explaining it according to the way the Gemara is assuming right now, but at the same time letting you know that it's going to change. So just be aware of that. Yeah. What I was saying is that if you shaft 50%, according to Rav, it's equivalent to shafting 51%. Because the whole halacha is don't leave over majority. So if you cut 50%, then how much is left? Oh, only 50. Okay, so it's the same thing as it was doing. You cut 51, there's 49 left over. Either way, you're not leaving over majority. So you could call it that you're shechting rov, but you don't have to actually shecht rov. You just have to make sure that you don't have a rov, you know, left over, which is shalom. So a man and Avi are saying like this, and maybe I'll add on one little piece, but he's saying is, what's the halacha? Is it pshat that you have to cut a majority of the semen? In other words, you have to do like a real cut of the semen. You know, cut, if you have a majority cut, it's like you cut the whole semen. So it's like a din of you're cutting the semen. So you're creating a shear of, you need rove of a cut, so that it's a full cut. So the cut has to be 51%, and you'll say it's Ruach Gula. Or do you say that that's Rav Kahana? Or do you say Rav is saying no, is that the semen, you have to remove the semen. Get the semen to be gone. A semen is an entity. It's like a part of the animal. And you have to remove the semen. So a semen, as long as, if you have majority of the semen intact, you'll say the semen is still there. But once you get a 50, so now the semen is no longer there. Because some of it's there, but it's not as rov, is what maintains it being a good semen. Rubakula. So if you have 51% of your semen, you'll say, look, the semen's still there. Look, a little bit is missing, but whatever, rubakula. But once you get to 50, now you've removed the semen. So if it's a shear in like the maisa of the cut, you'll say the maisa of the cut has to be 51%, then you say it's like a full cut. But if it's a din in the chefza of the semen, that you're removing the entity of the semen, so you're saying is that once the semen is at 50, now I don't have the semen. I don't have the semen intact. I can't really say I maintain the semen. I maintain the semen through rov of the semen. Right? Okay. So just one addition. Maybe you say it's because what shechita is, and I don't know if you have to say this, but it seems like, let's see what you guys think, is that shechita is like you're killing the animal. No, shechita is not just like a cut. It's really like a removal of chias, removal of the life of the animal through removing its semen. So it's like, that's the nature of the shechita, is like if you're just talking about like a mechanical cut, you want to cut it, you have just an object and you want to say, I cut it. So I'll say, I cut it, like 51% through Ruach Gula. But here, what shechita is not, essentially, it's through cutting. But what you're really doing is you're removing the life of the animal through cutting it, through removing the simanim. That's what you're doing. You're killing. It's killing. It's not just a cut. It's a removal of the killing of the animal through removing its simen. Through removing its simen. So that's all you need, is to remove the entity of the simen. Now, once you have 50% gone, now you can't say, Los Shayiruba, you haven't left the semen. The semen is no longer left there. So it's like the focus is on the chavtzas being removed, because you'll say shechita is essentially, it's like a type of killing. And a type of killing means you're acting upon a body part, a vital organ of the animal, which you're removing. So it's saying is, don't leave that organ intact. Don't leave the organ of the semen intact. Or do you say, no, it's true that that's the goal here, is to kill it, but the way you do it is through cutting the semen. And a cut has to be a majority of the cut. It's the mice of the cut, which has to be a 50%. Or, I'm sorry, it has to be a rov. I'm going a step further into like the framework of shechita, like showing how there's two facets to what shechita is. Shechita is, it's a mice of a physical cut, but the action exists as a type of killing. And a killing is acting on a living, breathing, biological animal, and it's removing its life through removing its vital organ of a semen. So it's like, but at the same time, the way you do that is through a physical, mechanical cut. So is the din of rov, the din in terms of, and the shear of shechita, is it in terms of the physical, mechanical cut, that it has to be a majority cut, and I have to cut the whole thing, and 50% is as if I cut the whole thing? Or do you say that the nature of a shechita is, you have to look at it in terms of the biological action which I'm doing, which is removing a semen. And a semen has to be, the life is being maintained. If I have 51%, I'll say I maintain the semen, I maintain the life of the animal. Once 50, it's not maintained, exactly. So now it's considered, it's as if I cut the whole thing. And I think it means, it says if I cut the whole thing, it means now the semen is not there anymore. So it's like I cut the, it's like I cut rov. And that's what he means, Rashi means, it's like you cut 51%. Once you cut 50, now the semen no longer exists. So it's the same thing as if you cut 51%. In terms of the life or the maintenance of the semen, once you cut 50, it's no longer there. Oh. So now it's like you cut 51%. It's as if you shechted kol ruva. So you could say rov, and you need that, this sizable enough cut so that it's not there. But you don't need the 51% to be in the Maisa of the cut itself. It's enough to undermine the Siman, and then it's the same thing as if you actually cut the whole thing, because you've removed the then Siman's existence. Yeah, so I guess you'll just say is that even if you say it's enough to remove the Siman, Midrabanan, they said you need a majority cut. Once, even though it's true, once you do 50, you've undermined the Siman, and then you'll say that's the Shechita. But the Rabbanon, they said that you have to do it through, remove the Siman through a majority Shechita. Through the Maisa of, what? That extra little percent, but now conceptually it's, your Maisa is a Maisa of Rav. It's not just, I guess like a person normally looks at it in terms of the Maisa, what are you doing? The other way is like a more abstract conceptual way to look at it. You say it's a majority because the action you're doing is an action of cutting. So the person normally looks at it that way. I'll say, what do you mean? I cut Rav. So it's saying is, you'll say, yeah, but conceptually you've undermined the Simmons Rov, and therefore you've gotten rest. So that's a nice theoretical formulation, but it's saying a person, it doesn't look like you got Rov, so a person's going to think you don't need Rov. So the Rabbanan just says, the way you have to undermine the Chiyas is through a majority cut. They demanded the formulation, even according to Rav, the Rabbanan demanded the formulation of Kana, because that lends itself to confusion, because you see, a person will see, he'll say, only did 50%, say, oh, I don't need Rov. So maybe I'm doing the lesson Rav also. I'll think I just need a good hit to the Siman. It doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be Rav. So a person doesn't naturally intuit this idea. It's like a little bit of a counterintuitive way to say that that's Rav. So the Rabbanan just says, do a majority. Do a majority cut. But that's just the Rabbanan. In terms of Tumas Nevela, Tuma is just going to go by the underlying deraisa. Okay, let's get facts of the next case. I mean, the next case is a little bit tricky. I just think it's good for to set it up for tomorrow, just to get the fact here. Okay. So
okay, I just saw
yeah. Okay, so here's the case. You ready? So there's a halacha is the certain Tuman Taira. Okay, Tuman Taira. So if you have a kli, which becomes tame, so the halacha is, I guess it's cheres. I think it's a kli cheres. Yeah, or tanar, basically, like it's made out of cheras, so it becomes tame. So how do you mitahar it? So you can't put a cheras in the mikvah. Doesn't work. Doesn't become tasha in the mikvah. But there is a way, which is by shattering it. If you shatter it into pieces, so now it's not a kli anymore. So the tumma doesn't inhere in the pieces, in the material, in the substance of the tanar, of the stove or of the kli. But it inheres in the shame and the status of being a tanor. So if I shatter it, so now it's not a tanor anymore. So I just have a bunch of pieces. So there it's are. Right? Okay. It's not like some physical property. It's a property of the tanor. So the tanor disappears. So now the tumma disappears. Tumma, it's a quality in an entity. Once the entity doesn't exist, so now you've removed the... Right? Okay. So, I mean, that's one way to look at it. I don't know if that's the only way to conceptualize it, but that's a way to look at it. So, the halacha, though, is you have to shatter it. You shatter it, it's done. So, the question is, let's say you shatter a part of it. You break a little piece off. So, does that work? So, the answer is no. So, how much do you have to break off? So, halacha is rov. Okay? So, if you shatter rov of it, so then it becomes tar. Okay? If you shatter less than Rov, it's still Tame. Yep. There's something, this is what's tricky. I think this is the most tricky part of the whole thing. You just got to get this straight. It's counterintuitive. Because if you get Rov, then it becomes Tar. It's like somehow you feel like Tar is like an absence, you know, and Tuma is like the positive quality. But it is Tame. And by doing Rov, by shattering Rov, you change it and make it Tar. Right? And if you don't have Rov, if you fail in getting Rov, then it's Tame. So it's like something backwards. At least for me, it's like it's not the way you know you think of it. You think it's Tame is a quality. But it has the Tuma, and you're trying to remove the Tuma. So the way you remove it is by shattering Rov. Okay, and if you shatter less than Rov, then it maintains its Tuma. And obviously, at this point, the question is going to be if you shatter 50-50. Okay, if you shatter half of it, how's that going to play out? Okay. So that's the background. So it says like this. Tashma. Cholko l'shnayim. This is three lines in the bottom. Cholko l'shnayim. If you break the stove into two. V'hin shavim. And they're exactly identical. Shneihem tameihem. They're both tameihem. Why? The fish yashil tzamtzim. Because you can't, this is a principle of Eshel Tzamtzim, Yeshel Tzamtzim, you can't say it's exactly 50%. It looks 50%, but one of them's got to be bigger. Which one? I don't know, but one of them's got to be bigger. Okay, that's a principle. It's a whole sugya. I don't want to get into it. But that's basically saying Yeshel Tzamtzim. You can't say it's exactly 50. You got a microscope, whatever, at some level, it's not possible that in fact, it's exactly to the hair's breadth of 50%. Yeah.
What does the word litzamtim mean?
But I don't know. I think it's like to be precise. Yeah, but I don't know if that literally that's what it means. That's the way it puts it. So they say. Yeah, to be precise. Okay. So it's like bitzimtzum means like exactly. It can't be that exact. It can't be exact. So therefore, what?
Why did both tell me that?
Oh, so one of them is really bigger, and one of them is smaller, right? In fact, now the one which is bigger is going to be tame. Right, the one which is smaller is going to be tar. Right? So the Gemara says, we don't know which one. So basically, since you don't know which one, you can't remove the tumah. It's like the burden of proof is on you to remove the tumah. Tumah, the whole thing is tameh. Now you break it into two pieces. If you knew that one of them was bigger and one of them was smaller, then in a chanami, the big one would be tameh and the small one would be tar. But since you don't know, so you can't say either one of them, you can't positively say either one of them is broken, is less than rov. So therefore, they still both maintain their tumah, as Rashi says. Sheyashal tzan shi mechuvanim, elavade v'chad minayu yikaruba. V'yidinu mehe minayu, don't juan, hilkach lo salka tumah minayu. So the tumah isn't removed. So apparently it's like a chezkas, it's like b'chezkas tumah. It has like a chazaka that it's tumah. It's like there's a chezkas tumah. It's status quo is tumah. And you have to remove it from a status quo by breaking it into less than a rov. So if it's 50-50, In fact, one of them is a little bigger. We can't tell, but one of them must be. We don't know which one, so therefore we have to treat them both. They're still tummy. Okay? What could you deduce, though? But if you were able to say with precision that it was exactly 50-50, let's say that were possible, then what would you say? What could you deduce? How Eshel Tzamtzim? Torah. Like, as I say, the reason why are they both tameh? Because really, one of them's bigger. So therefore, you can't say, therefore, it's they're tameh. But if, lo yitzor, you were to be able to be mitzamtzem and to say it's exactly 50-50, then you'll say, maybe apparently they're tar. Because otherwise, just say 50-50, they're tameh, because it's 50-50, you didn't show, you didn't knock out Rav. Right? But apparently, in theory, intrinsically, really, 50-50 would be good. Intrinsically, 50-50 would be good. And it would be enough to say that it's broken. Right? To say it's broken, and it would make it to R. The only reason why it's not is because we'll say it's not really 50-50. Right? So who's this Akasha on? Rashi. She has what some same. Oh, I'm sorry. Right, so who's the Akasha on? Who does this, imply? It implies 50-50 counts as rov, right? Doesn't it? It implies 50-50, 50% counts as rov intrinsically, right? So which is like rov. Why don't you say that you have 50% in each one and 50% counts as rov? In other words, why don't you say that... No, I'm sorry, it's the other way. It's the other way. I didn't say it right. In other words, what he's saying is you want to know if the tanor is intact, right? That's really what you want to know. You want to know, is the tanor intact or not? So why don't I say, look, well, how much is left? 50%. So why don't I say, according to Rav, 50% is considered like rov, right? 50% is considered like rov. Oh, so why don't I say that I have each one of them is still rov? So therefore, they should both be tamei, right? Elamai, you'll say 50% is not considered like rov. It's not considered like rov, and therefore, they'd be tar because you don't have rov left anymore. Okay, it's a little tricky. What's tricky is it doesn't seem comparable at all to what we were talking about. It's like a whole different type of a thing, Right? I mean, this is what we have to wrap our head around. We have to kind of get, like, what's the way the Gemara is looking at this? What's the way the Gemara is looking at this? And let me just read you the answer, and then we have to get into this. But the Gemara answers, Amar Papa Trei Ruv Bechad Man Alaka. You can't say they're both Rov. In other words, what are you going to say? You can say 50% is like a Rov. But they're both. You can't have two Rovs, and you can't have two majorities. Two majorities doesn't make sense. So you could say if you have one thing, which is 50%, you'll say that's Kerov. And the other part, whatever. But you can't have both of them being a majority. By Shchita, you sort of do also. Because once you're going to say... Okay, well, leave that out. This is where we're going to start. I mean, Tosus asks a question. I mean, we have to get into the Chai. I just wanted to get... Tosus asks a very direct question. Is doesn't... Based upon the whole way the Gemara is learning, right? The way the Gemara was learning is that it depends what Hashem said to Moshe. By Shchita. Did he say Shecht Rov? Or did he say don't leave Rov? So now the question is, well, what did it say by Tanur? Does it say by Tanur you have to break Rov? Or does it say don't leave Rov? Right? I mean, that's what it should come down to. You can't just ask from Tanur. It comes down to that very question. Right? That's a Tosan Chavtas of an Alf. Vim Tomer, my Kashalei, Dechi Amar, Na Miyacha, Halchi Agmer Lamoshe. This is what he said to Moshe. Lo Sashay Yeruba. Kedalel, Harayin Kan Rov, Vitaurim. So maybe Hashem said, don't leave over Rov. So therefore, it's 50%. You're not leaving Rov, and that's why they're Tahor. So in other words, it all depends upon how you conceptualize the way it says it by Tamar and Tyra. So that's not a kash on Rav. There's two ways of going. Just because you say one way by Tama, by Shchita, doesn't mean you're going to say anything the same thing by Tamar and Tyra. Nothing to do with it. So I'll read you his answer, but this is what we have to work on. It's all Talay and Chashivas. Since he, Rav, considers 50%, it's Chashiv to him. 50% is considered, is Chashiv to him, like Rov. Shari Lael. Therefore he says that's enough for Shchita. The reason why Rav says 50% is enough for Shchita, because it's Chashiv, like Rov. The kanami is chashivas matzah dina karov. So too by the oven, 50% should have the chashivas of rov. So he's throwing it into a new idea, a new plane. He's making it a question about rov and whether or not 50% has like chashivas of rov. And he's subtly throwing it out of what it seemed like the Gemara was talking about. Did Hashem say rov this? Did Hashem say rov that? He's like changing it. He's giving a svara. Maybe that's still somehow relevant, but he's saying there's a svara behind the thing, which is more generic than just what did Hashem say by Shchita. But it's something about chashivas. And we have to, that's our mystery, is to figure out what exactly he's talking about. But he's saying is, it's not, and I think this was Rashi's Kasal Gedaitach. Originally, the Gemara thought it was really just talking about Shchita. What did Hashem say by Shchita? But now you see it's branching out. And the Gemara is really going beyond that. And it's getting into something more general about Rov and about 50% and Chashivos and something, you know. So this is what hopefully we'll get into tomorrow. Okay? I'm just kind of, you know, when we do it again tomorrow, hopefully it'll be a little easier. Now it's like you have to kind of, that's the right way to think about the Tanur. It's like interesting, you know. Okay. It's a little bit tricky. It must be not the svar to say that you just have to remove it from being a Tanur. Because you could say, cut out 30% of the Tanur, it's not going to be a Tanur anymore. Remove the bottom, it's not going to work as a Tanur.
Okay.
Apparently, that's not the spot. Yeah, right. Apparently, it doesn't matter if you remove a Tanur. You need to get rid of Rov. That's apparently the halacha. It's not just enough to make it non-functional, but you have to get rid of Rov. That's definitely the case. So, I don't know why, but it's not. I said originally it was just what I would have thought, but apparently it's not true. Because you could say it's not Tanur anymore. 51% Tanur, what kind of Tanur is that? Try to cook in that, it's not going to work. So apparently you need to knock out a majority of the thing. Right? Yeah.